Jeff?
Holding. Offense. Number 52. Huh. 10-yard penalty. Still first down.
Oh. So how many of those have we had so far this season?
The Connor Williams holding. You know what? We looked that up last night on the post-game show, and I did not know if the stats that I had were up, if they had been updated. And they had Connor Williams and Leatherwood, the tackle from the Raiders, as the two most penalized players in the league at 7. Again, I don't know if that included last night's game or not.
Well, he was penalized 4 times yesterday.
Yeah.
I'd like to point out, I believe Leatherwood's a rookie.
He is, yes.
Okay. Hey, he has some very good things about him, but Connor Williams is grabby.
That stat you were looking at is number of penalties. If you just look at holds, Connor Williams leads the league with 6.
Yeah, oh, yeah, by far. Yeah, in the next and
couple
the
of
next
have
yeah, 4. Yeah, but that's it. So I see that, and I say it may not be updated, Mike, because the unsportsmanlike conduct that's not listed on this penalty breakdown did happen, and that was the one that was accepted last night.
All right.
So if that's the case, then he had 3 yesterday.
9 holds and 1 UC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but no false starts.
But one was not accepted.
Right. The hold was not accepted.
Right. One of the holds was not accepted.
In fact, you want to stop here for a minute?
Sure.
Because I'd like to bring up a point about that very thing. Okay. 2 penalties happen on the same play, and it's a critical part of the game. The Cowboys are trying to tie the football game.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a flag on Connor Williams. Then after the play, there's another flag on Connor Williams. Okay, this leads to, shall we say, some confusion in the booth and then an explanation from former referee Gene Serator.
So the unsportsmanlike isn't tacked on at the end? Or is it?
We're going to mark it.
So it was, right? Yeah.
We're going to mark it at the 45 of Dallas.
Or is it just the unsportsmanlike? Don't you get... Let's get Gene in, Jeff.
Gene, sort that out for us.
I feel like...
They're going to enforce only the unsportsmanlike.
In this scenario, guys, they have to choose one of the 2 penalties. This is not a live ball, then dead ball tack on. They choose 1 foul. The unsportsmanlike is 15. They'll accept that, decline the hold because it's 10, but only 1 of 2 fouls can be enforced.
Interesting.
I don't know how many times I've brought this up over the years. I don't understand something in the NFL. If the unsportsmanlike occurred after the play had been completed, which is what officials tell us all the time on Sundays in this situation.
After the play,
exactly.
Unsportsmanlike conduct, that's my official voice.
And very well done,
Thank
by the
you.
Way.
Not bad. Thank you.
Why can't both penalties be accepted? I know that the NFL rules, they're correct. You can only accept 1. But if it's after the play and another penalty occurs, why can't you take both? And I'll give you this explanation.
I feel that we've had some scenarios where you had 2 penalties enforced. Like on some dumb play where it's 3rd and 31 or something like that. I don't know. I'm with you. After the play, you would think that both of them would be eligible, but they wouldn't have. I would feel that they wouldn't have gotten the down if you enforced both.
Oh, no, you're right. But it then would have been second and 35.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So here's my scenario. Play ends, holding against Connor Williams. The defense runs 2 more players out on the field. The referees throw a flag. Too many men on the field. That gets enforced. Yet it's after the play and before the teams have lined up for the next play. And I just don't understand why, if it is truly, and it is under NFL language, after the play, that means, for me, we're into the sequence of the next play. And I don't know why the league rules say you can't, if you want to do that, take both.
I have a question.
Okay, we encourage questions.
What did he do?
Nobody knows.
Yeah.
Because they never showed anything.
Right.
Do you think perhaps a question of his lineage, the lineage on the referee's female side, along with one of those words you can't say on the air, may have been uttered? Something like that?
He may have said one of the magic words. He may have hit somebody because we saw Diggs throw a punch and hit someone and get flagged for it. But, I don't know. Like, I was waiting for them to show the unsportsmanlike conduct. What happened? Did he push someone after the play, something like that? But we don't know. All of a sudden, we did have some mass confusion about that. But
by the way, Tony didn't seem to know the rule there. I'd just like to point that out about two plays on a play. That you can only enforce one.
I mean, you know, and that's fine. I like, we're going to all, in the heat of the moment, maybe make some mistakes, and that's why Sterator, whatever his name is.
Sterator.
That's why he's there. Uh-huh. To make sure that, okay, you know what, we're talking, you may get confused about something or not sure, that's why you have him. So I don't fault him for that. I don't say, oh, he didn't know the rules, he's dumb. No, it's fine. That's why you have the guys there. But it was confusing because they never showed what he did, and then them kind of talking it out had you going, hey, what's going on here? What's happening? And then the third down and 25, because they almost didn't explain that, okay, you took the unsportsmanlike, that was after the play, the down counts, that's why it's third down. So it was just kind of a little weird.
And what's interesting is Tony's reaction is the very one we're having or discussing right now of – why can't you tack on the 15 yards for unsportsmanlike?
Since it happened after the play.
Exactly right. It happened after the play. You take the hold, push him back 10, take the 15, push him back another 15, but the Cowboys get to keep second down.
A couple of fall on the floor moments.
Uh-oh.
When they showed the stat that Dak had 374 yards, did that trip you out? It didn't feel like it. Whatsoever. I thought, 374? Okay. Damn. It just didn't have that feel. I thought he was a little bit off trying to get the ball down downfield. And
he New racks England, him up quietly sometimes, I think.
So under the radar.
What, he ended with 425?
445.
36 for 51.
445.
13 of his first 14, then 23 of his last 37.
Do you guys see that 445 is the most any in history Bill Belichick coach defense has given up to a passer? I couldn't believe that.
I couldn't either.
Again, we are talking really good things about this defense and what they made the Cowboys do.
Right.
And he passed for the most yards against Belichick ever.
And they hung 35.
And put 35 points on them. And then we're talking badly about the Cowboy defense. Oh, they gassed them. They gassed them in the run game. Like, it's really, really tough to judge this game defensively for Dallas, I think. Because you do have a team. And if you want to say they're not as talented as other teams you're going to face, you know what? Okay, I get that. But overall, it looked like they gave up 1,000 yards rushing. And they gave up 120 on 27 carries. Mm-hmm. And they had 122 yards rushing themselves. But the one drive that New England looked all world is a bit concerning. When they needed it the most, they drove down the field old school and just turned around and handed the ball off, and they gashed Dallas at that particular point. But in the second and third quarters, the Cowboys defense did a decent job, kept them off the board and played pretty well.
Excellent job. I have a question for you lads. Did you have one or more than one moment saying about Coach McCarthy yesterday, what's he doing? Going forward at his own 34-yard line?
Yeah, that didn't bother me.
It bothered me because you're giving up points automatically if you don't get it, and you're going against a team whose strength is the run defense.
You mean on that in the first drive we talked?
Yeah, first drive.
Yeah, I don't have any problem with that.
I don't either. And you're going
to
get
when you look at the game as a whole, you realize they really did have trouble picking up 1 yard on a few occasions, that being one of them. But I didn't have a problem
with that. And I didn't have a problem with him challenging that also, because it felt like there was an angle to where the ball, because the nose of the ball just has to touch the 35 and you've got a first down. And I know he sat down on one angle, it looked short. Another angle I saw, it almost looked like the ball, point of the ball, got to the 35. So I didn't have a problem with any of them.
The problem was Zeke's left shoulder got to the 35. The ball was on the right shoulder. Mm-hmm. And that was the problem.
Yeah, yeah.
But
I think you're going to get to a point in this NFL when you start having the newer thinking coaches with the analytics and all that stuff. And I know that rubs a lot of people the wrong way when you say that. That fourth and one is going to be at any point of the field, unless you're really, really deep in your own territory, that it's going to be a down where you don't punt, you go for it.
And when you have the best offense in the league.
And you feel that you can just get 1 yard. Yeah, yeah. You go for it.
At your own 34-yard line, the first possession of the game, what I don't want to do is give New England substantial momentum.
No, I agree, and that's exactly what happened, and they scored instantly.
I didn't expect them to three plays, put that thing in the end zone, and go, whew, okay.
So, but when you go for it on fourth and one from your own 34, it went as terribly as it could.
Right.
And they still won the game.
The next one. It's the end of the first half. Dak has just fumbled at the goal line. New England's at the 20, and they run. And they run again.
Yeah, that time I was weird.
And the second run is over with 47 seconds to go in a half. Dallas lets the time tick down to 08 before they use their last timeout.
I didn't understand that.
Because if you stop the clock at 47 and New England then snaps it on third down and kneels down, they're going to have to do something on fourth down.
Yeah, they're going to have to punt it or try to run around and waste the time or something like that, because it'll be around, 3-4 seconds. They would have punted, but.
Well, now yeah, let me point out something. If they punt and it's only a mediocre punt, Donnie, you can signal fair catch there if you're Dallas and then try a field goal with no rush. And I thought, why not? It's like almost 40 seconds went by and somebody said, hey, shouldn't we be taking a timeout here?
Yeah, if you're going to take it early. But if you're going to wait that long, then what's the point? Let's get to the half.
And I've got a third one for you. Did you guys think as the fourth quarter wound down, Dallas was not using its timeouts to give themselves a chance to win the game right there?
Yeah, I think he gets to a point where he gets comfortable with going to just attempt a field goal to tie it and send that thing into overtime instead of going to win it. And just some of those circumstances that happened and then the penalty and all that, it did feel a little weird.
Well, and then they snapped the ball with 31 seconds to go and call timeout with 24 seconds to go. If you're going to try the field goal, which they did, let it run down to 4 seconds.
I thought they thought about going for it on that play. I thought they, in their minds, for a split second, I think they called that timeout to talk about what to do because it was fourth and one.
After the CD catch.
Yes.
Here's one that maybe I'm completely alone on. I thought he had a first down. And in that case, I thought you banged the timeout. And I don't know.
And maybe they thought it was a first down
like
immediately
to
bang
to me,
right.
It didn't even click in my head that it was fourth down now. I was like, bang, here we go. So, but I'm me. I'm not the head coach of the team. I would imagine they knew they didn't pick up the first down.
And I really think at that point, because a lot of people are saying just let it tick down so you can have the last play of the game, I thought he really thought about maybe going for it right there to try to get closer. And that's the decision they made to say, nah, let's not chance it. All right, let's go and kick a field goal. I really do.
Do they have one in their pocket?
That was timeout number two. When they
called
it after
that
play.
Yeah, I want them to go for it.
On fourth and one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you got to kick it.
Well,
catastrophic.
Now that it went in, yeah.
No. And you know what? The trust level of Greg right there was very, very low. Right. I understand it. I get that.
But wait. you've gotten stuffed on short yardage all day long.
Yep.
All day long. If you don't make that short yardage,
game over. Yeah.
Game over. So, and you know what? You're getting eaten up by the media after the game.
Yeah, so I think they talked about it at that point because I think they had some thought of, man, let's go for it, get it a little closer because we don't trust Zerline. And like, no, if we don't get it here, game over, let's just kick it. So that's why they didn't let it run
down.
Get it
closer or still win the damn thing.
Right, true. Oh, true.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.